countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
But first, there's little more important to farmers than weather. While the outdoor summer means we'll all be watching the weather forecast with bated breath for our social arrangements, the weather shapes the working week on all types of farms, particularly during the summer and the harvest. In fact, Met Éireann has its own agricultural meteorologist, and it's Dr. Clara Finkley, who joins me in studio. Good morning, Clara.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming along. 20 years ago you joined Met Éireann, and you're now their agricultural meteorologist. So we were interested in having a chat with you about what you do. You gather information specifically aimed for farming.
Yes. What farmers actually need the most is an accurate forecast. So our forecast office issues, you know, every few hours a national forecast. What is specific to agriculture is more like soil temperatures, soil moisture deficit, things that would hamper or increase growth. But also I do research on blight.
Okay.
Like, we've just updated the blight model together with Chagas. They've done a PhD project on the updated blight model from the old Burke rules. I also do give advice to the Department of Agriculture, Marine and Food on nematode iris. There's a press release in April about the lambing and the risk for that. And
yeah,
also in the autumn about fluke. So these are the animal diseases. So we do plant diseases, animal diseases. But also in the animal diseases, we do an atmospheric dispersion model, because foot and mouth disease can have an airborne part of the spread.
Ah.
So back in 2002, when we had the outbreak, I looked in the dispersion model and we sort of changed it and so on. So that was very pertinent back then.
That was really important information for
yes,
the department to have, to warn farmers
yes,
about their, to protect their own animals, depending what way the wind is blowing.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly. And back
yeah,
then, there was an outbreak in Louth and we modeled this, and the airborne dispersion is about 10 kilometers, but if you have a farmer with a particular field or the wind direction, and that field neighbors to another farmer, so that farmer needs to be then investigated or tested as well, their herd.
Is forecasting, is it becoming a lot more unpredictable and changeable, and is that part of climate change?
Well, forecasting itself is actually getting better. The models are getting better. We have better or more accurate initial conditions from the increased satellite information. So, and also the computing power. Meteorology always pushes the boundaries of computing power. So what we have now from the European Centre of Medium Range Forecasting, we don't have just one forecast. They run 50 realizations of a possible scenario for the weather for the next 10 days. So that gives you the uncertainty of the best forecast of what is likely. Will it be slightly wetter or slightly drier? They also run this out to the monthly forecast. And in fact, Met Éireann now on every Tuesday and Friday do an extended forecast for the month.
Mm.
And in week two, there is a bit of skill, like we say 10% over persistence. And then week three and four is less predictable. And then there's also a seasonal outlook. We don't issue that to the public yet.
Yeah.
But this is what's coming down the line with the research being sort of pushed forward and the range extended and the predictability.
Yeah.
There's still certain situations that are less predictable.
Yeah. Now, as I said, we all depend on the weather in some shape or form, be it for leisure or holidays or whatever it might be, or doing work in the garden. But as I said, nobody depends on it more than farmers. And despite the advancement of technology, is farming and the growth of crops and grass and all that, is that still very dependent on the work that you guys are doing?
Yes, because it's like I work very closely with Chagas, and, you know, sort of the grass growth model, for instance, that they run in Moorpark. LOD Rule runs this this grass growth model, and that gets published in the Farmers Journal. And now that is also on the RTE Sunday Farm Forecast.
Yeah.
You see the last week's grass growth measurement, as well as the predicted for the week ahead. And that's really important for nutrient management and the farmers' decisions on how to manage their farm and
yeah,
their grass and their herd best way.
I was reading something about Destination Earth. Will you explain that to me and how that will impact on farmers and why it's important?
Destination Earth is really the European Commission kind of bringing forward, like, how do we implement all the policy in a smart way, in a systematic way, in a faster way, and really stepping up also internationally. So Destination Earth is basically a digital twin that whatever activity we have on Earth, we model high resolution. You know, it's a project together with the European Space Agency.
Oh, yeah.
ECMWF, I mentioned, the European Centre for Medium Range Forecasting, who do the best models, as well as EUMETSAT, which is the satellite.
Yeah.
So it's a numerical prediction of what the weather and all other related activities on the Earth do in terms of greenhouse gases, in terms of climate change, and so on. And it gathers a lot of information together with artificial intelligence. So this is really the way forward.
Right, okay.
And agriculture, and then they talk about digital twins. So for instance, if you have a digital twin of a farm, then you would model how much fertilizer they spread, when and where, what the rainfall would be like. Is there any risk of nitrate leaching into groundwater and into overland flow that would be detrimental for water quality, but also agriculture being be part of the solution in terms of sequestering carbon in the soil.
Right.
The way the farmers manage their farm could be a solution to uptaking of carbon.
Okay, two final questions for you. Farmers say here that we're the best place on the planet to grow grass to feed cattle and beef. Have we the most perfect climate to do that, or are they trying to gain an advantage by saying that?
I wouldn't know internationally if we are the best. That would be
Well, in terms of the rainfall that we have and the climate that we have, where we, you know, can grow abundance of grass during the summer and have the animals out rather than in sheds.
Yes, I mean, our grass growth length, like the grazing season, is really long. Like in other countries where you have like snow and winter, like I come from Bavaria, so, you know, the cows are out only a limited amount of time, if at all, because most cows are kind of housed in Germany. Like, to see cows in a field is very unusual for me, like, because our cows back home and the farm.
It's the same right around Europe. I suppose ourselves in New Zealand are the only ones that, because of that, of that climate. Well, look, the final most important question that I need to ask you, for everybody listening, what's the weather going to be like today and tomorrow?
Well, actually, it's an improving story, we say. So today we have 15 to 18 degrees, moderately northeasterly winds, a bit dull, a bit cloudy, but the isolated showers still moving in, maybe from the east and south. So, but then tomorrow, temperatures are improving, 16 to 20, maybe 21, 22.
Oh,
and then Monday, 18 to 22. And then Tuesday, we're looking at the low 20s. And then the high pressure is really trying to establish itself from the west.
So we have a good warm week to look at. Put on the sunscreen, because I know yourselves and the HSC are in partnership again, advising farmers in particular, people outdoors, to put on sunscreen, hse.ie/sunsmart, for more details on that. And if you're interested in the weather and meteorology, met.ie is a rich resource, and the most recent podcast includes yourself, Clara, discussing the impact of weather on food growth. So that's on met.ie, am I right? That's where you'll find it. Well, the best of luck with that. It's great to have you in, Dr. Clara Finkley. Thank you so much, and we might chat to you again as the summer rolls on and as the year rolls on. All right, thank you very much indeed for that.